Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, although Napa and Sonoma get a lot of the ink, there is a region in California that is really, really appreciated by those who love Burgundian-style wines. And that's Santa Barbara County, where Pinot Noir and Chardonnay reign supreme.
Absolutely, Alan. Located about 50 miles north of Los Angeles on the West Coast, Santa Barbara has been, as you mentioned, sort of overshadowed by Napa and Sonoma, but not when it comes to Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. The consistently cooler viticultural areas in Santa Barbara provide ideal, perhaps superior, conditions. And anyone who recalls the movie Sideways should remember that it was set in and was principally about Santa Barbara County. So, indeed, Chardonnay and Pinot Noir represent about 80% of the production here. The two best-known AVAs are Santa Maria Valley and Santa Ynez Valley. And there are many top-tier producers here, such as Cambria, who we have frequently featured. And here are a few somewhat lesser-known but equal-quality producers. Nielsen, founded by Uriel Nielsen in 1964, was the very first commercial vineyard in Santa Barbara County along the Santa Maria Bench. The 2020 Chardonnay blends Santa Barbara fruit with some fruit from Monterey to the north, producing a lovely wine that is both approachable and elegant. Citrus and apple aromas on the nose follow on the palate with an extra note of pear, which I always like. Good acidity, touch of minerality produce a wine that is a terrific value at $17.99.
What?
Yeah, this is a classic wine at a great price. Another early adapter to the area was Jim Clendenin, whose Au Bon Climat winery has made quite a reputation and was founded in 1982. Sadly, Jim passed away in 2021, but he was a big personality and a great ambassador for the wine region he loved. His focus was on integrating old-world methods, stressing balanced, food-friendly drinkability with new-world fruit. The Au Bon Climat 22 Santa Barbara Chardonnay is a great showcase. Very dry on the palate, the citrus and stone fruit aromas float over steely juice with subtle vanilla and spice notes and a long finish. I could just visualize a perfectly roast chicken or perhaps a lobster tail with drawn butter.
Ooh.
At $26.99, this is approaching Saturday night dinner wine, but quality here makes that a very fair price.
That's a really good price for that, because that's a well-regarded winery.
Finally, the 2022 Presqu'île Chardonnay. Presqu'île in French means almost an island and refers to the Murphy family homestead on the Gulf Coast of Louisiana from which they were driven by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. There's a little video on their website that tells the story. Anyway, after much research, they selected land in Santa Barbara County to produce Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. And the 2022 Chardonnay is a very bright, almost racy wine. The wine shows vibrant aromatics of lemon and white flowers over a palate that features, again, a racy acidity tempered by subtlety and finesse. There's a touch of oak, but it stays in the background and lets the fruit speak. Everything seems to be in the right place. At $25.99, it is worth every penny. Think grilled fish or maybe a creamy pasta. All these are terrific. The Nielsen is the most immediately accessible. The Au Bon Climat, not surprisingly, the most Burgundian, and perhaps the Presqu'île, the most minerally like a good Chablis. Hard to choose a wine of the week, but the Nielsen at $17.99 is perhaps a great welcome to the region. We'll put them all on the website.
So go to WYPR.org and look up Seller Notes. You can find all of our recommendations there and our podcasts. And remember, with the podcasts, you can listen to our show anytime you want. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.